Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Chris, Lauren, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello. We don't have Sharpie tonight. Where's Sharpie?
Houston.
Okay.
No idea.
All right. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the best ways to take advantage of the Disney parks down in Orlando during busy times. So, essentially, the worst times to go and how to make the most of it. What do you guys think about this? Do you guys... I know, Chris, you go because you're a glutton for punishment.
Yes.
Lauren, you do it too, though.
Yeah, I do. I'll go any time of year.
No restrictions on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, although I do have to say I would like to experience Christmas week once, but I'm sure after I experience it once, I will never want to do it again. But I try to avoid those high traffic areas.
I didn't think it was that awful. And I met so many people who had planned really well, and they were perfectly happy.
And that's the only way you can do it, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, you have to go into it.
Let's start off by identifying what would we consider the extremely busy times to go, or the worst times as far as crowds.
Christmas week.
Yeah, there are different reasons to have a bad time to go, and it could be the heat, it could be the crowds. And that's usually it.
You know what? I always used to tell people, go when it's hot or go when it's crowded, but don't go when it's hot and crowded.
And crowded. I agree.
But not everyone can do that. So.
Yeah. I think, yeah, like you said, the problems are because we went a couple summers ago, and you just actually went a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, it's hot. The crowd, it's very crowded. It's hard to get on the rides. And you're just burning up. So,
it's hard. Yeah. It wears on you, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, and I would go ahead and say that it wasn't that crowded. You know, like we got on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, 45-minute wait, and we didn't even wait that long. We probably waited a half hour.
And if you go in October, it'll be a longer wait, I bet.
Yes, and I feel every minute waiting in line with my lovely children. So, you know, it was like the shortest wait we'd ever had.
Yeah, but July, I think right now, for some reason, this July particularly, not a lot. I don't think it's sold out. I don't think there's a lot of bookings right now. I don't think there's a lot of people traveling in July right now for Disney.
I don't think
I think they're all going September, October, November right now.
Yeah, people are really doing that. I mean, you know, I'll be honest, the worst. Okay, so Lisa did say we should say when the worst times are. So when is that? Christmas week, Thanksgiving, Easter week, traditionally July.
The week before or after Easter, really.
Well, that's honestly, you've got the week before and after and during Easter, so that whole period. But pretty much you can write off March and April altogether because of spring break.
No, I don't think that's true.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Mm-mm. I think you're good to go. If you're about 2 or 3 weeks out from Easter, I think you're okay. It's not going to be super crowded. Let's put it that way.
I think you're looking at 30-minute wait times, which now is not a big deal.
No, it's really not. The worst is the week before and the week after.
Yep. And I agree with that, but I still think that with your spring breaks, March and April are still pretty bad.
Well, and
yeah, but that's so limited. Like half the country doesn't have spring breaks, and right. You know what I mean. Like you're talking about small sections of the country having breaks.
Yeah,
I don't think that affects the parks that much.
We've gone so many years in a row in March, and it wasn't bad. It really wasn't. I mean, unless Easter fell right then, and then you're kind of out of luck. Do you know what surprised me? Was President's Weekend in February. The worst weekend I have personally ever spent at Disney. It was awful.
Yeah, that's a busy weekend.
It is. And it was, I think, because I was also not expecting it because I thought, oh, February. It was, and Lisa's right. There's a slight bump for attendance when you start to get those spring break crowds because, you know, some schools up north, they're having them, you know, in the middle of February even. But so you do get that bump, but President's Weekend is before that. So I didn't expect that at all. And it was really bad.
Chris, I know you're new to Georgia, but there are several counties that have that week off.
Yeah.
And they just flood down to.
That had to be part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia, even if all of Georgia went, you know, you probably wouldn't have that much of an increase, but.
Well, you got Jersey Week. That's always a, you never want to go when all those Jersey people are there. You got to look out for them.
Well, yeah, those people are bad news. But they what? I've heard it doesn't really increase the parks that attendance. Yeah.
It doesn't. And that's just so people know that's the first week in November.
Yeah.
I think as a general rule, if you wanted to sum it up, if the kids are out of school, it will likely be crowded.
And that's if like all the kids are out of school.
Right.
Like,
and that'll be your your 3-day weekends, your 4th of July. People will turn that into a weekend or a week. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, and then summer.
Yeah.
4th of July can be crowded.
It's
4th of July is crowded. Well, and then in July, you start getting into the tour group season, which I think July should be avoided if you can avoid it. That
for
would be
multiple
and that
reasons.
That might be why July has gotten so light.
Yeah. People honestly do not like the tour groups. They don't like to deal with them.
Well,
they just don't.
You wind up walking online with 50 people in front of you. That's not
right. So, I mean, and it's not that, you know, I haven't noticed personally any bad behavior that you sometimes hear about. It's really just the crowds. That was me. I was starting my disco music.
Nice.
All right.
I don't know what that was. It wasn't
that was my phone.
Okay.
I
like it.
But yeah, I don't think, I don't know. I think as long as you know you're going during a busy time and you're prepared for it.
Yeah, that's key.
You can manage it. You just have to go into it knowing, you know what, we're not going to see and do everything.
Yeah, yep. I've got that as my
number
one.
You have to have those lower expectations.
You have to be mentally prepared and you have to go in with a plan. You need to know, you have to be realistic in what to expect. And you aren't going to be able to get on all the rides that you want to. And I think that's another reason to plan, because you can do your must-do list.
Yeah, because there are certain people that, you know, mom and dad are teachers. The kids, you know, are in high school. They can't take off. You know, those people have to go either when it's hot and crowded or during Christmas week or, you know, before or after Easter. So those people have no choice. And they need to, I always have the rule of thumb that if everybody goes into it with just picking one thing a day that's their must do, you'll all leave happy if you hit everything.
And there are other things that you can do to make sure that you're happy all day long. And some of them are simple, but just keep in mind that it's a vacation. You're supposed to be having fun. It is a less than ideal situation when the crowds are high, and especially when the heat is high as well. But be prepared for it. And if you get to do twice as much as you thought you would, bonus.
Yeah. I think going back to your planning, you definitely need to book your fast passes.
Yeah.
And your dining.
Yeah. Those times you want to make sure you get your fast passes, have them planned out, figure out which parks you're going into, and have them all set up for everybody. Because then you can get on the rides, avoid that. And then, like you said, do your dining as well. And then you've got all that set up and you're not, you know, having to eat quick service the whole time and wait in standby lines the whole time.
Well, and a nice little cheat when it comes to dining and perhaps a show like Fantasmic is get the Fantasmic dining package. And that way you don't have to worry about getting a seat and showing up an hour early for the Fantasmic show, because they'll have sectioned off seating, especially for those particular guests.
Can I tell you something that I experienced last Christmas, which is that, so I of course didn't plan it, because I think I only decided like 2 weeks beforehand that we were going to go. And so, you know, what you can do if you have an annual pass and you live somewhat close. And so I'm standing there, and of course my kids and I don't have fast passes or anything, and we're waiting for the people mover. We start talking to this family from up north, and I was like, yeah, they're going to hate this because it's their first trip. So we're talking. They loved it. And you know why? Because they had planned everything. Like, she started researching a year out. She did her dining at 180 days. She did her fast passes at 60 days. They knew exactly what to do. And the other thing she did that was extremely smart was she stayed at the Contemporary, because her attitude was, and I know that's not in the budget for like the vast majority of people, but if you can do it, this may be the time to spend a little extra money on your lodging to get a little more convenient location, because they were so happy because they had little kids and they were like, oh, we just come over and then we leave and we hang out and we go back and forth. That was really smart of them.
Yeah, that's really smart, because it's on my list too, because they have extra magic hours. Mm-hmm. So if you're right there, you can walk right over, get in for extra magic hours.
Especially if it's a 7 a.m. magic hour.
You can get in, and then you can
No one's up at that time.
Or even if they don't have extra magic hours, you can get there right at rope drop. You just walk right over, and then you can take a break later on when the park gets full, and then come back, you know, in the evening, or do extra magic hours in the evening at a park.
Yeah.
And that saves you a lot of time.
You guys are checking all the things off my list for me.
Sorry. Oh, well, and here's another one. Here's another one I thought from my own personal experience, which was that Thanksgiving, and I didn't think Thanksgiving was that bad. In fact, Thanksgiving is my super secret time to go.
I agree.
But I'm going to say that the one thing I figured out at Thanksgiving that I needed to have was a sit-down dinner every day, because especially as a mom,
yes, like I'm absolutely
I don't get to eat at home. Like half the time at home, I'm standing up, and at Disney on vacation, I'm standing up a lot too, because I'm running back and forth, getting the kids their food from, you know, if I'm at Cosmic Rays or something, I'm getting them ketchup and whatnot. And that wears you out, especially if the crowds are really bad and you're fighting to get, you know, some ketchup or whatever you're fighting to get. And so to me, I really liked having that sit down, because I can disconnect. Somebody's bringing me food, which never happens. And I don't have to deal with the crowds, because there's only going to be so much of a crowd in that restaurant, you know.
Right.
So
yep,
I get away from all those people and everything. So,
yeah, while, I think if you have to pick a holiday, that's the one to pick.
Oh, I think Thanksgiving is the way to go. Yeah.
Well, you can also catch some of the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, you can catch the Christmas decorations.
They'll be going
The only downside about Christmas week, which I didn't know until last year, was that they don't have the Christmas party that week.
Nope.
So, the, what is it called? Candlelight processional. That starts, is it the day after Christmas or Thanksgiving? Candlelight, I'm sorry.
November. I think it starts November 8th this year, doesn't it?
Candlelight processional.
Yeah. I just saw the announcement.
Yeah. Oh, Laura's going to do that in news.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it started the day after Thanksgiving.
I will tell you right now.
Okay.
Well, and then
I could be wrong. I thought I saw today that it was November 8th start.
I'm going to piggyback on what Chris is saying, and kind of piggyback on what I said earlier with the Fantasmic dinner packages. You've got the Candlelight Processional dinner packages as well, and so that'll get you good spots for that too.
Oh, Chris, you're right. 27th.
Oh, my God. Can you isolate that, Steve, and take that out, and just so I can play it over and over
again?
Put
it on a loop.
Ah.
Thank you. Oh, my God. What is that?
That's Peanut.
That cat is crazy.
She's awesome.
She's adorable.
She missed me. We literally drove back from the airport and jumped on the podcast. And, yeah,
we're dedicated.
No kidding.
The other one I have, talking about Christmas, is the special parties. So if you're there during Christmas and it's packed and you can go on one of the lesser nights that's not sold out to the Christmas party or the Halloween party, any of those types of special events, then you have a smaller crowd in the park. You can get on the rides, you can enjoy something special, and you kind of avoid some of that holiday rush.
Yeah, but if they're not going to run them during Christmas week.
Well, yeah, so that
it's still close to Christmas. Yeah.
It is. The last couple parties is right around when the parks get really busy for Christmas. So yeah, that's a good idea. And it's also a good idea for Halloween, because Halloween, the days leading up to Halloween, it's going to spike up those crowds a little tiny bit, nothing comparable to like Christmas. But if you can go and go to those parties, it is kind of a nice option to deal with lower crowds.
Another thing that you can do is on the actual, you know, if you're going during a holiday, Christmas, 4th of July, if at all possible, avoid the Magic Kingdom, because that will always be your most crowded park on the actual holiday, or the day before or after. So if you can, plan around it. Visit the
We couldn't resist. We ended up going on Thanksgiving Day. It was like, you know, yeah.
Well, you could go to Hollywood Studios and be like, well, that's where the animation thing used to be, and that's where the backstage store used to be, and that's where... Alec.
You know what? I just think...
That's where American Idol used to be. That's where the giant hat used to be.
All right. I'm going to turn his mic off. But in addition...
You could just... Go ahead.
I was going to say, in addition to not visiting the Magic Kingdom on, you know, certain days... the busiest and the hottest time of the day is pretty much between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Coincidentally, you've got heat and people. So if you are one of those early risers, get up, do your magic hours in the morning, or definitely go to Rope Drop. Take advantage and get out of there right around 11. Go back to the hotel and have a bite to eat. Eat at the pool. Do something. And then go back around 4:30, 5 o'clock. You can even go after dinner, especially if you're going during the summer and during these holiday times. The hours that the park keeps are crazy. You know, it can be till 2 a.m. in some cases. So even if you go back to the park at 5, you've got 8 more hours that you can play. And people do poop out. They think they can do it, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to go, and I'm going to go from open to close. And their kids seem to think otherwise. And... if you can make it during those hours, you're going to be very happy with what you can accomplish ride-wise, you know, with the attractions.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be real short lines and such.
And if you have kids under the age of 5, I definitely think the best way to get around the parks is to get a stroller. Either rent one, bring one. Yeah. Rent one from an outside company. It's cheaper.
Well, it's cheaper, and I'm going to jump in on you right here. A lot of times, the Disney strollers, they sell out. So to get one from an outside vendor is smart. It's a guarantee.
But your kids will actually go further. And they're a little safer if they're in the stroller.
Yes.
When it's real crowded, you don't have to really worry about them following somebody else.
And you don't have to check the stroller in and then carry your kid to the bus and then carry your kid from the bus all the way to Coronado Springs to your room.
If your kids are under the age of 5, totally get the stroller. Bring one, do something, have a stroller with you.
Yeah.
However, if your kids are 8 and 9, don't get a stroller.
Unless you want to ride in it.
Come on. You know those parents. You know those parents. The kid's as tall as I am and they're in the stroller. It's like, really?
Yeah.
We saw a family like that just the other day. We were there. I was like, seriously? The kid is way too big for a stroller. He's got, you know, he's like practically got a beard.
He's smoking.
That was in Paris. Disneyland Paris,
the kids in the stroller are smoking.
That's funny.
Almost.
Yes, pretty much. Going on with your pool thing, the other thing is like during the wintertime, instead of the pool, you know, some of them have nice fire pits outside. Or they have movies outside, or you
s'mores.
Can go. Yeah, they make s'mores. Yeah. We did that at Animal Kingdom, and so you can
Animal
do stuff.
Kingdom Lodge.
Animal Kingdom Lodge, and then, or you can get a drink inside and sit by the fireplace at several of the Disney resorts. So there's so many things to just kind of kick back and relax and enjoy instead of just going for the parks all day long and dealing with the crowds.
I'm gonna have to say that I think and. I touched on it earlier, but I think the resort is very key during these times because you're probably going to spend more time at the resorts. And also keep in mind, like during Christmas time, Christmas week, Santa goes to the resort. So that's something you can do in the middle of the day. The kids can meet Santa. A lot of resorts have, you know, what are they called? Community rooms that you can go into. The kids can do arts and crafts. And the pool at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I swear to God, that is like the best pool ever. I know that the Poly gets a lot of attention on the other ones, but we had so much fun there the other day. We just enjoyed it. There's so much shade. There's a nice hot tub. I mean, if you can get a better resort, that's the time to spend the money.
Yeah.
I have one more unique one.
Okay.
So if you want to get a Disney fix and you want to avoid the crowds, instead of going to Disney World, go on a Disney cruise.
Mm. Oh, that's a really good one.
Because,
but you pay like twice the amount of money.
Yeah.
Yes, but you know what? Sometimes your peace of mind is worth paying
so
twice the money.
And
get,
you know, some people do have the money.
You get
that.
The Disney experience and you have a set crowd level. So it could be peak Christmas week and you still have the same amount of people on that ship, you know, possibility as you
December
do.
1st.
Yeah. So, because there's only so many rooms on that ship. So it's very nice.
I don't consider myself a cruise person. I would hop on a Disney ship anytime.
You are still a cruise person.
No, I'm really not, because the only ships, you know this, the only ships I want anything to do with are Disney ones. And that's just because I think they do everything really well.
Well, can we consider you a Disney cruise person?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. It's hard, you know, because like a lot of times I'll talk to people, I'll be like, well, what about a cruise? And they'll be like, you know, but we only get one vacation every couple years. We really want to go to the parks, you know, but yeah, if it's really crowded, those cruises are a nice option.
Yeah. And Castaway Cay is, it's not a Disney park, but it's a different experience with the Disney level of service.
Well, you're going to freeze your booty off in December though.
Yes, it's a little
chilly. It's still kind of cool to hang out and just sit in the lounge chair and, you know,
shiver and wait for the
you put a towel
steak.
Over. Okay. Well, does anyone else have anything else?
I think I'm done.
I think I'm good.
I have one more thing. At the end of the night, you're going to have your fireworks display. And a lot of people leave right after this. So there is a mass exodus.
Mm-hmm.
My advice to you in regards to this is sit down, let them exit, sit down for 15 minutes. It's amazing how many people can leave the park in 15 minutes and get out of your way while you're just sitting there talking with everyone about how beautiful the fireworks were.
This makes me miss the Main Street Bakery.
Yeah.
Because we used to go sit in the Main Street Bakery and just wait for the crowds to pass.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
Eating a peanut butter cupcake. Yep.
And we did this at Disneyland Paris, too. We watched
and it worked well.
Disney Dreams, and then it was packed. And then we're like, we're just going to hang out for 5 minutes. And then...
until it cleared up a little.
Yeah, and then 5 minutes later, it was just super easy to leave the park.
Now, this could mess you up a little. If you need to get on a monorail or if you need to get on a ferry boat, you know, all those people are still going to be waiting. You might want to give it 20, 25 minutes to get a lot of them gone. But if you're walking to the Contemporary or that's pretty much it. Taking a Disney bus, those are going to be cleared up pretty quickly because they have lots of buses on hand at at Fireworks End. So those are good options. But, you know, the ferry boat and the monorail, they may still have lines. But... you don't have to deal with the crowds. All right, so now it's time to head over to some Disney news. And Lauren, you've got some updates for us for Epcot. What do you have?
I do. The Candlelight Processional packages were released today, and the dates are going to be November 27th to the 30th. They're going to have two different shows, 6:45 and 8:15, which I think is different than last year. Last year, didn't they have a 5 o'clock? 5:30, something like that. Right now, not every date has the narrators listed, but we do have a couple. Neil Patrick Harris is November 30th to the December 3rd. Whoopi Goldberg, December 4th and 5th. Joe Morton, December 6th to the 8th. Meredith Vieira, December 12th to the 14th. Edward James Olmos is December 24th to the 26th. And Amy Grant is December 29th to the 30th. It is still 2 dining credits on the dining plan. And it looks like for lunch and dinner, lunch packages start at $39.99 for adults, $12.99 for kids. And dinner packages start at $51.99 for adults and $16.99 for kids. The Garden Grill is going to be offering a breakfast package this year, too, it looks like. $38.99 for an adult, $22.99 for a child. So that's interesting. So that's it.
I haven't done Candlelight Processional.
I did it last year. I love it.
The closest I've gotten was walking past it and going,
eh. I haven't even done that. More than me. Sometimes I walk by and there's some music going on over there, but
yeah.
not for the holidays.
That's when they have like even when they have bands.
Eat to the beat.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's Night Ranger. Yeah. I really want to sit down for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a new story. This is new to Disney World. it is a new culinary experience. It's called Family Culinary Adventure, and it's available over at Disney's Contemporary Resort. And what you do is you get to go backstage, and you go into a Disney kitchen at the Contemporary, and you work with a Disney chef. And it's a long experience. And it's well, let me go through all the details. I'm getting so excited because I want to do this. It's 3.5 hours, and you do get to interact with the chef and the food, and you do they set a menu, and you're divided into groups, and each group gets to do a certain part of the meal, and there are 30 people that get to do the experience. This is offered twice a week. The cost for each adult is $175, and then children ages 9 to 12 are allowed to do this as well, and their price is $125. Taxes extra, it's additional on top of that. But if you're under 9, you don't get to do this. And then they have a photo pass, a Disney photo pass photographer taking pictures during the experience. And so these are things that can be included with your Memory Maker. If you don't have Memory Maker, you also have the option of getting the PhotoPass card and getting your photos that way if you wanted the memories from that. But like I said, they take the group of 30 and they divide you into teams. And at the end, you're going to get a cookbook signed by the chef. You get to keep your chef's hat. And I think it sounds pretty cool.
I know we did Wild Africa Trek a couple years ago, and that was awesome as like an extra experience. So I'm glad that they're doing the extra experiences, but I'm just wondering how popular this one's going to be.
Well, they're offering it twice a week, and you do need to make reservations. I think it's going to be popular.
I remembered the Disney Institute days, which was over where Saratoga Springs is now. And the idea of Disney Institute was come as a corporation and learn the Disney way of management, come as a family and learn how to make your own movies or how to scrapbook
cool
or yeah, or there were like, but nope, nobody did it.
It was so expensive though.
I know. Well, and this is not cheap.
It's not. Oh, and Lauren, did I mention that they do offer beer and wine to the adults?
Oh, now you have my interest.
Sign you up.
So it'll be interesting because, you know, you go to Disney and there's just like a lot of people, they go to Disney and they go to the parks. So it's hard to go down there and not add a park day and spend $150 a person or whatever it is.
Yeah. But I think that's more for people that go more.
Mm-hmm.
It's something different and unique to try. I think your more frequent travelers go to those things more. Or your foodies.
Yeah, your foodies will go. They do not offer any discounts for this. So if you're a DVC or an AP holder, Disney Vacation Club or annual pass holder, no discounts like they sometimes offer on the tours. And they do accommodate dietary needs. If you're vegan, vegetarian, allergies, stuff like that, they can do their best to accommodate. They're not opposed to it. I can't guarantee anything.
I don't see this being very successful. This is going to go right down with the poop candy.
Okay.
The poop candy.
Seriously. It's too much money. And
people are petitioning to get that back in.
People are crazy. Yes.
Okay. Do we have any tips for this week?
Don't go to the park when it's crowded.
Nice one.
Chris has one, I think. Tip of the week, Chris.
My tip of the week is sleep all day, party all night. Like if it's hot. Okay. So I don't really party ever because I'm extremely boring.
She's lying.
But that you know how boring I am.
She is boring, but that's not.
Yes, but that's why you always want to be roommates with me. So Lauren and I are rooming together next week, and it's going to be a big party the whole time, right?
Well, anyway. Only if I party.
I know. Okay, so this kind of touches on what we just talked about, but it's especially important when it's hot, is just to go ahead and get to the park as soon as it opens, stay a couple hours, and then leave, go back to the room, sleep, hang out, and then especially if you could get a nap, then you could stay up like all night long, like till 2 a.m. Even better, and this wouldn't work for me because my kids get up at 5:30 a.m. because I think they might be farmers, but they don't have a farm. But anyway, they get up at like 5:30 a.m. But if my kids would sleep in like Lauren's kids, then I could wait to go to the park until like 5 p.m. and stay till 2 a.m.
My kids are bums. You can't go by my kids.
Does Eric get up that early too?
He'll get up at like 8, but you know, that's it. And the twins always wake him up. So that's the other problem. Mm, so no, I have people in my bed crawling in my bed around 5:30 every morning. And I'm just like, oh God.
See, I'm the person crawling in the girls' bed. Wake up. Time to get up.
No, usually it's Thomas first and then Sophie.
Oh my goodness.
And they never snuggle with daddy. It's always mom. You know, why am I talking about this? Anyway, take my advice. Stay out of the park in the middle of the day. It's very hot. Go to the pool. Take a nap.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do we want to go ahead and head to Listener Corner?
Oh, this one's a good one. It's for Lauren.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want me to read it?
Sure.
Okay. It's from Dawn, and she writes, I'm planning a vacation, a family trip for 11 of us, spanning from grandparents to preschoolers. Where does Lauren recommend has the best adult beverages so I can keep my sanity?
Epcot.
Just go
straight to Epcot.
Do not pass go. Do not pass go.
Just go to Epcot, hit Mexico. And have a coffee margarita in the inside pavilion at the cantina, and then head around to France and get yourself a Grey Goose orange slushy.
Anything That'll else? We always talk anything. About those. What else? You
they
like
are
the
delicious.
Orange during Food and Wine? You like the that grapefruit beer?
Oh yeah, that is good.
I remember you guys talking about that.
Steve had that. He had the beer flight.
He had a couple beer flights.
And he passed
yes,
out.
Yummy.
We left him there.
Beer flight's a good
wallet.
Deal. Yes.
I like Food and Wine. Steve drinks with me.
I like Food and Wine. I like Food and Wine for many, many reasons.
Me too.
It's perfect time of year to go. The weather's great. The crowds are light. There's Food and Wine going on. It's usually a Halloween party.
You're getting off target here.
I love it.
Off target.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Drinks.
So drinks. Why don't we all kind of chime in on this? I mean, why don't you all chime in on this?
I was going to say, drinks? Wait a second.
alcoholic drinks.
You got to go to Trader Sam's. Just opened.
I haven't done that yet.
I haven't done it either.
But you've been to the other one.
Chris has.
In California. Was there a drink that you had that you liked?
I don't remember.
He had the big fruity drink. Let me tell you, Lisa, about your husband. Okay. So we go in there and he's like, I have to have the big fruity drink. And he has it and then he proceeds to pawn it off onto me and Bob. So here, drink this. So he didn't even drink it.
I didn't. Mm. What do you like, Lauren?
So we've talked about the Grey Goose, and we've talked about the coffee margarita. Do you get drinks anywhere else?
I'll get wine if I go someplace else. Usually,
we had some really good. Didn't we have like wine and some cheese, little platter in Italy?
Oh,
that
was
kind
good
of underground.
In Italy, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a little underground grotto type place. It's really kind of.
Oh, I didn't go there.
Off the beaten path.
That was
it's nice.
Was that me, you, and Debbie? Was
yeah.
it Debbie Matula?
Yeah. It was nice. Had a moment.
Dork.
Should I get the violin?
It was nice.
It was
it's
good.
Nicer than going to Mexico where I feel. It's just, I feel like I'm crammed in there and I'm paying like $22 for a margarita. And I'm like,
oh, I have to tell you, Steve, I went there during gay days and we got the best table there. And there were probably like 15 of us and we had the best time.
Well, that's good.
Stayed there for like 2 hours. No one rushed us out.
That's nice.
I didn't have a margarita, but I did have some chips and they were delicious. So they have really good guacamole there.
That's true. Yeah.
I have to say, I'm not a drinker. If I'm going to drink something, I remember one time my twins were behaving very badly. And I just was like, stop right there. Uh-huh. And I went and just got one of those. I actually had one of those great orange slushies. Those are wonderful.
Yeah, but you drink like a third of it. And then you're like, okay, I'm done.
I had two that day. And I actually, we had, that was the night we had that dessert party at Epcot. And I was, because two drinks gets me drunk, I was a little intoxicated by the time I got there, which was not unseemly given that I had two at the time. I think they were 5 year olds. So, yes. But I'm not much of a drinker. I think the best alcohol I've had in Disney is probably that champagne we had at Victoria and Albert's.
I didn't have any of that.
They really served a mean sparkling cider.
Yes.
They did.
But Trader Sam's, I think we should try something when we go out next week. We should all, well, okay, Lisa.
I would like to do that. I would like to go to Trader Sam's there. Because when I went last time, we didn't actually, I was so tired, I didn't get a drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be tired again this time.
I know. We're going to be busy the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired just thinking about it.
I cannot stand it. I'm so excited.
Disneyland?
Yes. I have been bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, like we're going to Disneyland, folks, for the 60th.
Yes.
That Disneyland's older than you, Chris.
And it's older than you too, Grandpa.
All right, guys.
Don't get me started, Steve.
Yes, we're going to Disneyland. And we'll have to go to Trader Sam's.
Yeah,
we will. Something.
We'll report
back. I'm excited.
Back.
Mm. I can't wait. Yeah, we'll put little videos up, maybe some photos.
Okay.
No photos of me.
No photos of, yeah.
At least not when she's aware of them.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to grab the show and wrap it up right here. I would like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you have If you like our shows, you can go over to iTunes or to mousechat.net, and that's where you can download them. And thanks so much for listening, and we hope you listen again next week.